You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's time for Tech Talk on Enterprise. This is Frida Liu. And Twitter is not only a social media tool for the latest up-to-date news, as businesses have also found it useful to reach out to their customers, providing instant response and feedback. Here with me today to talk about how your business can take advantage of Twitter is David Wang, a nonconformist entrepreneur and web geek, and also the chief geek of Buzz Media Online Marketing. Now, before we go on, David, tell us exactly why you're wearing so many hats.
Hi, Frida. Thanks for having me here. Well, why do I wear so many hats? I don't know. I guess that's what entrepreneurs do.
Okay, so there's the web geek and the chief geek. So basically, you represent the whole company.
Yeah. Well, yes. All right. I have two companies. Mm-hmm. One is Buzz Media, and that's me. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also part of Level 5 Creative, which I'm a co-founder. And so I'm the director of web marketing at Level 5 Creative, and the nickname for that is Web Geek.
I see. Right. So in general, how does a business use Twitter to promote itself?
Okay, well, let's start by understanding what Twitter is and isn't, mm-hmm. all right? Well, I think the best way to think of Twitter is that to think of it as an extension of your personality. Twitter is you, it's not your business, it's not your website. So when people see a tweet from you, it's as if you are saying it, okay? So Twitter is not a channel for your sales and marketing, not for spam. There are a couple of ways that you can use Twitter. For small businesses, Twitter is very, very useful for growing your relationships. You can use Twitter to meet new people and talk with them, right? It transcends geographical boundaries. For example, one thing that many small businesses like restaurants and F&B outlets are using Twitter for, they're using Twitter to make friends with influential bloggers who they want to come and review their food. And it's starting to make friends via Twitter. It's a lot easier than sending a random email saying, hi, can please come review my restaurant.
Okay. So is it ever polite not to respond to a Twitter if someone has tweeted you and you don't feel like responding?
Well, yes, I personally feel it is a bit impolite. Because
if it's not a question, just a general statement, then probably no need.
Yes, that's right. But if somebody has directed a question at me, I will make it a habit to answer all my questions.
Mm. So why Twitter though? What does the Twitter platform have that makes it so niche?
Okay, well, the great thing about Twitter is that it's real time in nature. This means that you get notifications from your Twitter account as people post them. So if somebody mentions BFM Radio in their tweet, all right, you will see that tweet within 30 seconds through the Twitter platform. And depending on how you're accessing Twitter, it can come through your computer, it can come through your mobile phone, or it can also come through SMS.
Okay, so, and do you need to spend money advertising on Twitter?
Well, yes and no. Okay, because no, in the sense that you can create a Twitter account and start using it immediately, and that's totally free. But if you are you getting somebody to manage it for you, and if you're integrating it with your website, then yes, you do have to pay for your staff's time and the developer's time.
Okay, we'll talk about Twitter etiquette in just a moment. Just something sprang up. You know, you think of BizStone and, of course, Twitter as well. It's been around for a while, but there's still...
Five years.
They're still trying to find that model where they can make money.
Yes, right. That's right. Well, Twitter has recently introduced their advertising platform through the promoted tweets, promoted trends, and promoted accounts. But you don't need to make use of this, especially if you're a small business, because the beginning budget for promoted tweets, I think this is $10,000 USD or something like that.
$10,000 USD. Yes, I got a lot of that spare money running around. Move on to etiquette. What are some Twitter etiquette to observe? And that's if someone asks you a question, respond. What else?
Right. Okay. The other thing that I would the mistake that I see many people make is that they don't use a real picture of themselves. They just stick with the regular default Twitter avatar,
and they egg.
Yeah, which is the egg or the bird, and they don't complete the bio. So if I'm interacting with you through Twitter, all that I see is going to be your bio and your avatar. So it's a good idea to take the time to fill that out.
Okay, that's okay. One.
It's also okay to reply somebody a question or comment versus a direct message. Because when you put it out in the open, others can weigh in or add a perspective. Yeah. However, but if you are getting into a very detailed personal conversation, you know, it's a lot better to go into direct messages, so that's a bit more private.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want this. I don't want to see people making lunch plans in my timeline.
Where to eat and what to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
So these are any more?
Yeah, okay. So the other thing is that you should always credit your tweets. If you have, if you are retweeting somebody, you should retweet and then say, you know, via the person that you are retweeting from. So that's another good practice that you should observe on Twitter.
Do people get excited when they get retweeted by someone? It seems to be the case.
Yes, it is, especially, you know, in the beginning when you're a relative newbie to Twitter and somebody who has got a lot more followers retweets you. This means that, you know, this big important person found your tweet interesting enough to share to his many, many followers.
Right.
So I would get excited if Ashton Kutcher or somebody, or Justin Bieber, maybe if he retweets my tweets, I could get pretty excited.
Justin Bieber. Oh no. Anyway, so, you know, like with you, just looking at how, you know, people have been retweeting you from your wife, you know, who says, you know, go local, and, you know, I've seen, so all this. So, and it's, so it's also with that spreads out to their group as well.
That's right.
Your followers.
Yeah. So, Twitter really makes use of the network effect because while you may not have that many followers, if you reach somebody who does have many followers and they retweet your tweet or they forward it and they share it with their followers, your message gets passed along exponentially. Yeah.
Okay. You know that comment you said about having to respond to people, and sometimes, you know, people just comment, you know, they say, oh, the interviewee is whatever.
Right.
And it's just like, you know, I just don't want to respond because, you know, everyone gets, you know, it's usually a negative comment sometimes.
Correct.
When they talk about interviewee or whatever.
I hope nobody's saying that about me.
We'll find out in a while. But to me, that's just, you know, I don't want to entertain you in that sense because, you know, the interviewee is nervous, you know, or whatever. And I can't, it's not their fault.
Correct. Yeah, that's right.
So I don't respond because I think if I respond, then I know it won't be very reflective of BFM.
Yep. Yep. That's a good rule of thumb to follow as well. And I think it's also
count to 10.
I think it's also important to note that you don't have to reply to every tweet and you don't have to read every tweet. So sometimes people who are new to Twitter, they start following people and then they see the timeline full of tweets and they feel that, you know, I can't keep up. But that's not how you use Twitter. You don't have to read every tweet. It's a snapshot of what's going on at that moment as you're watching Twitter.
Okay, so we've covered all the etiquette.
Yeah.
All right, we've covered all the etiquette for now. I'm speaking to David Wang, a non-conformist entrepreneur and chief geek at Buzz Media Online Marketing. And we talk about how to market your business using Twitter. And in just a moment, we'll speak about some of the current examples of businesses that have used Twitter successfully. BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk. Frida Liu here. And with me today is David Wang, a non-conformist entrepreneur and web geek and also chief geek of Buzz Media Online Marketing. And today we're speaking about using Twitter for your business and how you can leverage this tool. Now, do the Twitter followers and amount of tweets really matter? In short, quantity over quality, does it make a difference?
Okay, well, if it were me, I wouldn't worry too much about follower count because, in my opinion, I think you only need about 100 followers before you can, and you can already achieve your marketing objectives quite well. Yeah. However, I think the amount of tweets is a bit more important because the more that you tweet, the more you are participating in Twitter, and the more that you understand Twitter lingo, etiquette, trends, and so on. The more people who see you in your timeline because of your tweets, the more familiar they are with you and your business, and then there's also you have better mind share in their heads. But of course, your tweets must be relevant. Don't go tweeting things that are you know, off topic and irrelevant all the time. And very importantly, don't spam. Yeah, if you've got nothing to say, you know, here I've got some tips if you've got nothing to say. Number one, follow interesting people and retweet what they tweet. Yeah, so for example, if you're a hotel and you are catering to businessmen, you may want to start following some CEOs, right? And then retweet what the CEO tweets, you know, or add some perspective to what he's talking about and so on. The other thing is that you could share articles and blog posts or even podcast episodes that you found interesting. So in your daily, you know, daily as you're reading news or whatever, if you find something interesting, just tweet it.
Yeah, which is something that BFM does because we have a lot of podcasts as well.
Correct.
What are some examples of businesses using Twitter for marketing and the good stories and the bad stories too?
Okay, all right. Stories too. Well, yesterday I asked my Twitter friends and they gave a lot of great examples. So, Wacky Becky and Yoga Ratnam nominated Maxis Listens and Mark KY nominated P1 Cares. So Maxis Listens and P1 Cares are the Twitter accounts for Maxis and P1 respectively. And these two do a great job at customer service. Because on Twitter, you get a lot of frustrated people, you know, what's up with my internet connection? What's up with my phone line? And it's great that Maxis Listens and P1 Cares are there to assist you if you need help.
And I guess someone's doing this full time.
Yeah, well, definitely, you know, you need somebody within the customer service team to manage Twitter. Or ideally, you would need a team of people to manage Twitter because you can't expect one person to do it all the time.
It's probably a 24-hour thing because people tweet all the time. You also had some suggestions from some of your followers. What are some great ideas?
Right, so Benny Maru nominated MyEG Club and Sufiana nominated Tourism Selangor. And these two are doing a great job at engaging their followers. They're giving tips and so on. Yesterday, MyEG was even rhyming their tweets. So they're doing a good job engaging with their audience. excuse me. Many from the F&B industry are using Twitter effectively. MyMeatworks announces their daily specials and provides customer service through Twitter. The Cupcake Chic is currently promoting their Have a Heart for Japan campaign, where you buy a cupcake and they'll donate a portion of the proceeds to Japan. There are a couple of small businesses that I want to highlight, including Terato Tech, which is a local software development company.
I think I've interviewed them. Okay.
Right. Nigel Sia, or his Twitter handle is Nigel Ice. And he's building up a great personal brand for himself in terms of being the visual storyteller. And also for nonprofits, I think WWF Malaysia is doing a great job telling people about important issues and engaging the audience.
Okay. You know, one of the things as well, I think we were just talking between the break that there was this gentleman in a car company.
Yeah.
That,
right. You know, so recently there was a bit of a scandal in the US. I think it was the Chevrolet Twitter account, and the person managing the account, slipped up and he tweeted something that wasn't meant for that official Chevrolet account. He thought he was posting to his own personal account. And so, you know, there was something that was very off-brand and it got the agency into trouble. It's happened in Malaysia as well before. So, for example, last year, I think, CIMB Bank had somebody hack their account. But from what I hear is, you know, somebody who tweeted from their phone, not realizing that it was actually going to the CIMB Clicks Twitter account.
What was said?
That's a bit too dicey.
Okay, but what was said in the Chevrolet one?
Right.
Well, okay, so the car one was Chevrolet.
Yeah. Okay. So if I remember correctly, it was something along the lines of, you know, it's really funny that in the city of drivers, city of car manufacturers, nobody knows how to drive. So coming from Chevrolet, that sounded really.
And that's the thing, you know, we're just talking as well. Like, I have my personal, you know, account, and then there's also the BFM one. And I think there's too much of an association between the two. So I'm very wary of not being on Twitter personally because, you know, some things might be personal. And
Right.
Yeah, so where do you draw that line on what's personal and then what's the company's as well? Now most SMEs don't really practice the social media services, and more so with Twitter. I think Facebook people are slowly getting into it.
Right.
So it's either because they're not tech savvy, they just don't have the time to do so. So how do you then manage Twitter along with everything else? All these examples you've given are huge organizations.
Right, okay. Well, I think, you know, Twitter takes a little time to understand. You have to use it for a while before you actually get it, before you understand it. And because of this, many jump into Twitter not understanding how to use it properly, and then they spam, and then they don't see the results that they are hoping for. So my advice is to use Twitter personally, as your own self, for about 2 weeks first, and make sure to follow friends who will tweet you back. So don't go and tweet Ryan Seacrest and expect him to respond to you, right?
But why not?
Okay. Well, I mean, he may, all right? But if you tweet me, Blog Junkie, I'm a lot more likely to respond.
A lot more accessible.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then also, I think you have to learn how to make use of the Twitter tools on your mobile so that you can tweet on the go. Twitter has got applications for the iPhone, for Android, for BlackBerry, so that you can tweet anywhere that you are. Mm. And it makes it very convenient to snap a photo and share it as well. And it's great because when you are at conferences or events, at the parade or whatever, you can be tweeting and sharing pictures on the go.
All right, so your name is a Blog Junkie. And of course, Swanee, another popular Twitterer, she had a question. How about brands who market via third-party Twitter stuff? For example, the Twist Festival, and of course, BFM Radio, and so she talk about these examples. What about people who market other brands as well?
So
that helps.
Yeah, well, definitely. Well, I mean, in the case of Twestival, right? So Twestival is a fundraising event that's happening tomorrow night, I think.
Okay. Maybe that was a hint. She wanted you to talk about that's happening tomorrow night.
Good one, Sonny.
Good try.
So, when you have non-profits or events like this, it's quite useful to have your own Twitter account as well. And then that sort of like separates the brand or the event from your personal Twitter account. And then you can sort of like tweet about updates about the event and tell and answer questions about the events and so on.
All right. Well, recently when BFM reached 10,000 Twitter followers, you know, what we felt, we used this as an opportunity to engage with our listeners and people who are faithfully tweeting. I tell you these words. And so we had a party, a tweet up, and I thought, you know, that was, is that something that companies can do as well? Sort of just, you know, getting more in touch because it's easy to do things online than get to see you face to face.
Yes, definitely. Having tweet ups,
I had to plug that.
And I'm sorry I couldn't attend, but yes, having tweet ups and having live events are really great way to solidify the relationships that you make through Twitter. So when you meet people through Twitter, you know, it's very easy to just to get to know people. But if you're a small business, you know, what's very important is actually the relationship that you form with other businesses and other people. And nothing really solidifies that than meeting the person face to face, you know, shaking his hand, buying him a drink, something like that.
Okay. So when we hit 20,000, we'll have another party. Hit him. So is Twitter for every kind of business then, or is it just catered for a specific type of industry? You know, if you're in nuts and bolts, do you need to get on Twitter?
Right. Well, I think it's definitely easier to see results if you're a B2C business, but I think it's equally as effective for B2B. But, you know, your success metrics are different if you're a B2B. So you just need to be a bit creative on how best to use Twitter. There are many B2B companies like Cisco, EMC, who are all on Twitter who are using Twitter to generate leads for their events and for their sales and so on as well.
Okay, so to lead people to their events.
Correct. Whereas for a B2C, you know, business, you may want to use Twitter more for direct response, in a sense where, you know, you can tweet, you know, the special at our restaurant today is so and so, or come into our restaurant and mention this special Twitter code and you get a 20% discount.
Okay, so you can find David Wang at Blog Junkie, and he's a non-conformist entrepreneur and chief geek of Buzz Media Online Marketing, and we've been talking about how you can leverage Twitter for your business. Tomorrow in Tech Talk, Soon Ni Ragli, CEO for Tune Presto, talks about her company, a web-based music maker. Here's Neil Young, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.